What's New on WBAA Classical and WBAA.org airs Sunday nights at 10 o'clock on 101.3 FM. Here's a sneak peek of this week's show.
It's amazing. You know, I was really busy about 15 years ago writing all these orchestral works, and, you know, they've one after another. And often people would say, you know, where can I get the recording? And, you know, it was just too expensive to do it. But now, 10 or 15 years later, there are more opportunities for recording, and a lot of that thanks to Marin Alsop. So it's really, it feels great to get it out there and just have it available and distributed and on the internet, and people can listen to them and hopefully get to know them better. So in the case of River's Rush, you know, I actually made some cuts. I felt that as a concert opener, the original version was a little long. So I made some cuts, which I think makes the piece tighter and more exciting. It's really great. I feel like the final, you know, when you get an orchestral commission and you try your best to write something that can be rehearsed in the three rehearsals or even less sometimes, and performed in within a week of a subscription series, and to make all of that work. But really the final step, I think, is to get a commercial recording out there so that everyone can hear it. Orchestral premieres just come and go, and it's sad. I mean, you can't really use, if the orchestra made a recording from the concert, you can't really share it broadly with anyone. It's very gratifying to get these pieces out there.
You know, the relationship with Nashville is very special, and Giancarlo was adamant about making sure we had a makeup date to record Songs of Solitude, and we did that with another piece that they commissioned, which was for the 150th anniversary of the end of the Civil War, called War Songs. And these are all Whitman settings from the Civil War poems that he wrote while he was a nurse during the Civil War.
What's really great is with this recent recording is that we were able to do it at the Peabody Institute, where Marin and I are both faculty members, and the students were just incredible, and we were able to do sessions and do several takes. And of course that's virtually impossible with professional orchestras these days because it's too expensive, but the kids were just amazing, and I feel like we produced something that everyone should be really proud of.
And then we needed a third piece, and Giancarlo said, you know, I know you've had Toward the Splendid City recorded in your, you know, old Sony days on a Sony disc, but I'd like to record this again. I love the piece. I've already taken it to Europe, and my orchestra will love it. I know they're going to love this. So I said, sure, absolutely. Whatever you want to do is fine. So that's the way the disc looks.
Hi, I'm John Clare. I hope you enjoyed that preview, and we'll tune in for the full show Sunday night at 10 o'clock on WBAA Classical at 101.3 FM and WBAA.org.